The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new fossil find indicates that a shrew-like animal that snagged insects from ferns lining the shores of freshwater lakes 160 million years ago might be one of the first true mammals to walk the earth back when dinosaurs roamed. The new fossil, discovered in China, is the oldest evidence of the divergence between true, or placental, mammals from their marsupial counterparts, and indicates the mammalian lineage was evolving faster than expected during the Jurassic period. True mammals, those that have taken over much of the world and make up over 90% of today's mammals, are different from marsupials in several ways. Most importantly, marsupials give birth to very immature babies, which then climb into a pouch on the mother's belly where they feed and grow. Placental mammals, including humans, stay in the womb during that time until we're fully developed. Even though the soft tissue that would show marsupial or placental traits, such as mammary glands or a pouch, hadn't been retained, the fossil's forepaw bones and teeth suggest it was closer to placental mammals than marsupials. By pushing back the placental-marsupial division by 35 million years, this fossil shows that even during the age of dinosaurs, mammals were expanding and evolving into new groups quicker than previously believed.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.